Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning, Lee.
Tara.
Okay, so, unbelievable stat. From Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent yesterday, confirmed everything I've been telling you, warning you about the stock market. What happened? That institutional investors, big hedge funds, the big corporate funds are at war with Donald Trump and the mainstream, the main street, I should say, of America and mainstream. On China's side, on the side of the big offshore multinationals whose chief competition is the onshore U.S. nationals, with politicians taking sides. Unbelievable stat. And this stat, I could do a whole show on this because it shows so many things. It's a Vanguard stat on who sold off their stock, pounding the market down, and who, most importantly, did not.
The Vanguard, one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust individual the investors trust President Trump.
Megan. That is one heck of a poll. 97% held tight. So what does that mean? That it explains a lot about the market. And that's what I was thinking, Lee, when I was watching it. I kept saying this. This is another hoax. This is them using their combined market power to dump stocks to stop Trump. And what they had hoped to do was to panic mom and pop 401k, people who like us. I mean, I've got, you know, my son's got money from his small business in the stock market. My daughter's got her babysitting money in there. Dump it, sell it, panic, be scared. Trump's destroying everything. And they were trying to pound down both the bond market and the stock market in order to stop Trump, cause a panic. And what's fascinating here is that people didn't buy it. They didn't panic. They shrugged their shoulders. I mean, that's what that stat tells you. 97% of individual investors did not sell. And you know what it shows you? As they, if you watch, they kept bouncing back down. Like they hit like a tennis ball about 36,000, but they couldn't push it further down because they used all their institutional might. And without causing a panic in the herd, which is what they were trying to do, get the herd to run off the cliff, they were unable to tank the stock market. The fact that they tried this is terrifying. When you look at the fact that the individual investors were not moved, did not budge. Went, nah, it'll be okay. Trump's got this. I trust him on the economy. I don't believe them. I don't believe CNBC. I don't believe Fox Business. I don't believe the panic. I don't believe the stupidity. I don't believe CNN Business. I'm just going to go about my life. The fact that they tried this... Lee, this is terrifying when you look at it, the concentration of corporate hedge fund, big money Wall Street firms that would have had to dump their stock when they knew darn well mom and pop weren't, to achieve what they did was huge. They all worked in tandem. And one more thought on this, the risk they took. Yeah, if the market's going to crash, they can call off trading. They have algorithms for it. But the risk they took that what they unleashed here as a protest might have gotten to the point where they couldn't control it anymore. Run away. So what does this say? No matter what the polls say, and Americans may not be a huge fan of this, you know, of the tariffs generally, maybe wish we weren't going this general direction. That's what you get when you get 33% approval rating on tariffs. On a Fox News poll, probably about 43% then, because those polls are notoriously bad for being skewed to the left. What does it say, Lee? It says Americans trust Trump for now.
For now.
For now. Again, let me play the clip after all that, because it's this is an astonishing number. I mean, I stopped what I was doing yesterday when I heard Bessent say this at the press conference with Caroline Levitt.
The Vanguard, one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust investors trust President Trump.
Megan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For now.
Yeah.
And that's what kept the market from crashing. It's what's keeping the market from crashing is this massive divide. And to me, this says Main Street gets that Trump is out looking out for them.
And I think the Main Street, for the most part, is much more interested in long-term gains than short-term gains.
Yes, there's that too. Which is a perfect analysis, Lee, if you think about it. Because people are saying, well, you know, okay, right now things are a little weird. I'm just going to hold.
Yeah.
I'm not going to panic. I trust Trump long term. This is going to turn out okay for me. So huge vote of confidence. It's one thing to tell a pollster something. It's another thing entirely to bet with your money.
Yeah.
You know,
that's another thing.
Yeah. And you know what? I think part of this is I think people still remember the last Trump economy. And I think they remember that it was good. And they remember the screaming and yelling about it and how it was going to be awful and terrible and Trump was stupid and the end of the world. And then it ended up quite well, quite good up until COVID, which people don't really blame him for. So people remember that. They trust him. They're giving him the benefit of the doubt. How long do you think that lasts?
Boy, that's the question. And Not to throw cold water on this, and I'm not trying to do this because I still think that Trump's got a really good team. In fact, I think that Trump's got a much better team, I believe, this term than he had last term.
Yes.
I think this term he has got people. I know there's been people who are accusing him of trying to find people who are just loyal to Trump. No, it's not just about loyalty. It's about being on the same page, everyone working together on a specific way of doing things so that you're not working against each other. But I don't know. I just we're in a much different situation world globally, economically right now. Well, this country, because of the debt that, you know, COVID did to us, that Biden did to us, that Trump's going to have to address. And then from a world power situation, things are much different because now you have because of the Biden administration, Iran with nuclear weapons, just honestly days or hours away from putting one on a missile if they wanted to. You have North Korea, which now has stockpiles of nuclear weapons. You have an emboldened China that is spreading its influence across the Pacific Rim and doing things to challenge things and also stirring things up between Pakistan and India, as you pointed out, getting involved in Africa. There's so many other things that were allowed to happen foreign and economically and domestically that the Biden administration is responsible for that Trump's got to deal with in order to get us back to where we were in the first term.
I know. And it's such a hill to climb.
Yes.
And
you have got Democrats who are sitting here inciting violence against the federal government and against the Trump administration. And you have willing accomplices in the media, which are still refusing to talk about the lies that they committed during the Trump administration and during the Biden administration, deceiving the American public about the facts of what were going on, whether it was the economy, COVID, foreign policy, Ukraine, Israel, whatever, that has, you know, tainted the water, so to speak, of the electorate.
What we do have that's different this time, though, again, as long as it lasts, is we have X and we have an ability to get the truth out that we haven't had in my lifetime.
And we also have a focused administration that, for the most part, is doing a really good job of keeping on message and keeping yes. everybody going in the same direction. Yes, I know that there's some sideline issues and some stuff that got out and that may not have gotten out in the way that it did. But there seems to be much more of a focus and a direction and a cohesiveness of this administration now that we didn't really see in the last term.
Absolutely. And you're seeing the power flex that I've never seen Republicans have in my lifetime. I wouldn't say Republicans, but Trump.
Yeah.
I mean,
we start talking Republicans. Now we're talking about House and Senate, and that's not happening.
Yeah. No, I mean, just two headlines. We'll get into all this today. Wall Street Journal, all of these major firms dropping DEI, dropping out of Pride parades. No more of that because they don't want to anger Trump. And then on top of all of that, we have what's going on with China, major flex there too. All of that coming up on the show.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.